Yo, 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 what is going on? This is the Hour of Influence, WGRH, 104.9 FM. This is going to be a nice, chill episode. We have some things in the works, but, one of our co-hosts, DJ Carnivorous Connor, his brother was here, so Kyle and Connor are helping him pack up. They'll be joining us very soon. So for now, just enjoy some One Love jams. Right now we're listening to Red Wine, as you might have guessed. Totally great song. Yes, we got a lot of stuff coming up today. I would just stay on the line, and we'll see what happens. If you want to call in later, the phone number is 610-330-5316. Once again, I'm DJ Hype Henry, and you're listening to The Hour of Influence. We got on some more good songs coming up. Buffalo Soldier by Bob Marley and the Wailers. DJ The Kyle. And DJ Carnivorous Connor Thatcher in the studio. We're just setting up. We're going to go live in a few. So for now, just enjoy some good vibes. Once again, you're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM. This is The Hour of Influence.
us just get together and live in one love and one unity, you know. Rebel in the morning, rebel in the evening too. Now don't you be like a devil when I play with sounds called a rebel, rebel, rebel. Can hear what I say, let there be love.
See the morning sun. On the inside.
Nothing in this world they could I never do.
Nothing in
the world. Never, never to stop, not to dread from living up, y'all. Said I'm a living man and I got a lot of work to do. Come rock it on over, baby. Step it on over. Say rebel in the morning, rebel in the evening.
Yo, 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 we in this, we in this.
She took me and it's on my life.
Spoil my night, spoil my night, spoil my night, my night, spoil my night, spoil my night.
I don't have much to say, I'll be out front. What you come, spoil my night. Feelings come into play, and I'm thinking this happens every time.
Yeah. When I walk up in the party, they all act like they know me. Then I spot it. To me. I ain't even seen her face, but she got beautiful, beautiful. Wow. And she see those diamonds in my teeth. I see her smiling back at me. I think she rock with me like Jumanji. It's about time, Postmate, Plan B. Now she whipping out a phone, and I know. Damn, how many videos?
Rally Tower.
Welcome back to WJRH 101.9 FM, Lafayette County of Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence, and I'm in the studio with Kyle, Carnivorous Connor, and the Hype Henry. That's all today. That's all we need.
We have a little protest going on, but we'll see what happens. We're going to go straight. We're going to go straight to the quad chopper. Okay, let's see. It's pretty dangerous out there. Let's see what's going on.
The chopper. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Alright, so out on the quad today, it's a bit nippy. So, wait. What is that guy doing? What? Oh no!
Oh, we're going down! No!
We demand change! We demand change!
No! No, it's been shot down! It's been shot down!
Hello.
My name is Connor Thatcher.
The chopper's still chopping, even though it's been shot down.
Everyone, the Rat Pack, calm down. I am your speaker, Carnivorous Connor. I will stand up for what you want. We demand more radio skits for the Rad Pack. Not too much of this The Kyle and Hype Henry. We want change, all right? We want change. Not only do we get delegated just to the weather, all right? We want to do more. We're a bigger part of this radio station, and we deserve better.
All right, Connor, calm down.
You don't understand. Sit on your high horse over there. Huh? The Kyle, your co-host. I'm not a co-host. We deserve just as much as you do, all right? Listen to the people. Listen to them.
All right, so we're not going to listen to whatever he just said. We're going to get back to the normal ways of the Hour of Influence. So, quiet down. Yeah, that's what I thought. Angry mob. So what do you have to say about this, Henry?
Well, you know, considering I think Kyle and myself do most of the work, first we got to describe what the Rat Pack really is. And basically, Kyle and myself were the top hosts. And then the Rat Pack is the little three or four gremlins that are kind of in the background.
Yeah, we're the hosts and the writers.
And the writers, yeah.
Yeah, so we're here setting up before the show.
Yeah.
Connor shows up maybe a minute before.
Every single week.
Every time.
Yeah.
Brendan's very good when he's here, but he's very busy with golf.
Yeah.
And then Max is also very busy as well. So, yeah, that's the story.
Yeah, that's the story.
We'll leave the audience to... think what they think.
We've been making slow additions to the Rat Pack. DJ Greasy Mono Mikey, Greasy Batisti. We got Rusty Raul. Really, anyone that comes on is a member of the Rat Pack. Mammoth Mason. It's pretty nice.
The Rat Pack is ever expanding.
So, as you know, the Rat Pack was, Frank Sinatra's little crew, also our radio people. But we had a little concert last night. T-Pain coming to visit. Waka Flocka coming to visit. Any thoughts?
Yeah, got pretty rowdy.
Mosh pit pretty season.
Yeah, there's nothing... I don't think I've ever moshed harder in my life.
DJ Renegade Reed was out there, throwing kids around.
Renegade Reed, that's a classic. So that's pretty interesting. Did we talk about East Stroudsburg and the high schoolers last week?
We did.
So just a quick recap. Last week there was these high schoolers. They tried moshing. They tried pushing into Connor and myself, and we were not having it. We just threw them. So, that happened. This week, I'd say we were, like, average in terms of height. The whole football team was there.
Yeah.
Lots of Lehigh kids were there. It was, it was a packed auditorium.
Yeah, but nobody was... So at East Stroudsburg, if you were moshing, you were getting looks left and right. Everyone was like, why are you doing this? Calm down. Even though it could have been hype if they really wanted to, but they just wanted to take Snapchats.
Exactly.
But at this concert, everyone's moshing. If you look around, there's not one person who's not...
like in the midst of it.
Who's not elbowing someone, shouldering someone in the face.
Yeah.
Like it was.
It's greasy.
It's intense.
So I think I had a better time during Waka Flocka, but I thought Mr. T Pain was a better performance. You see what I'm saying? Thought it was better singing. Like I'm Sprung. Great song.
Yeah, I don't know if I could pick which one is better, but they're both very unique and very entertaining in their own nature.
They were, and I was surprised how like bumpy the sound system was. It was very. Is much better sound than East Stroudsburg. Like, you just look at the speakers, there's hundreds. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Surround sound, Sonos.
It's Sonos, exactly.
And that, Waka Flocka really interacted with the crowd very well.
Yes.
Quite literally starting a mosh pit right in front of us.
Yes. I personally got a video of myself right next to Waka Flocka, jumping and fist pumping.
Yeah, there were two kids on the basketball team on the stage. That's pretty funny. But it is what it is. Like, but I'd say it was a solid time. We gotta get ready for finals. We have a ton to do. But I think it was a good break. I think it's good they have it now instead of later on. That being said, worst concert you've ever been to and why?
Connor.
Let's think here. Maybe the...
Sixth grade jazz.
The middle school jazz concerts I had to go and sit through for 6 hours and just painfully bleeding my ears off. As a high school student, I think I'm already, a fantastic player. And I'm looking at these middle schoolers. I have to... Obviously, I was there, because of the Tri-M Music Honor Society, I had to get credits, so I had to set up the stage and do all that stuff. I'm sitting there just trying to gouge my ears out because these kids don't understand how to play their instruments yet. But, you know, not the best.
So I had the... in bands, I went to band camp for 2 summers, and I had probably the most expensive trumpet out of, like, anyone in the grade by far. It wasn't even close.
Nah, he's really cool.
But the only reason I mentioned that is because I kind of fluked the little audition. So I ended up being like 11th chair in 7th grade. I'm playing with like a silver trumpet, and I'm just last chair. I mean, it evened out. I went from 11th in my grade to 11th overall because all the new people came in, and I beat up some people in terms of trying out, but it was pretty ridiculous. It was pretty pathetic. Then again, I'm glad I stuck with it through high school. Kind of. Probably not worth it. Did you have to do AM gym in high school?
Do what?
AM gym. You get to school at like 7 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't have to, but I remember doing that in 4th or 5th grade. We'd play like,
that's a war crime.
Floor hockey.
That's a war crime. Floor. You want to know why?
You went to the
kids need to develop. Kids need to develop, okay? They got to sleep. You need so much sleep. A school should be at 10 o'clock in the morning. At the earliest.
In high school.
At high school. It's ridiculous. Like, it's a war crime. Yeah. Why are they doing that? So apparently the answer is so like the high schooler can then hypothetically pick up
the job.
Can hypothetically pick up the middle schooler and the elementary schooler, like if they were all sharing a car. But I wanna know how many people have 3 siblings where they're all like doing that exact same time.
The busing.
There are people, but yeah, it's the busing systems, and like at my school, they're really trying to flip it around because it goes high schoolers, middle schoolers, elementary schoolers.
Yeah, because when I was like...
Because they share all the same buses.
When I was 8 years old, elementary school, I would wake up at 6:30 without an alarm. Like, that's just when I woke up.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I feel like I didn't have a
7 o'clock.
My bus came at like 9:50 or something in elementary school.
I'd just be watching SpongeBob for like 2 hours
I'd get up early, just... I'd play like... Wizards 101 on my computer or some shit, something like that, and then just hop on the bus.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Something that's really interesting is the tiny things in life. So we were talking about busing before. I gave my bus driver a $25 Dunkin' Donuts gift card, and for the rest of the year, she picked me up at my house. So much so, and Big Bri, Big Sue, they can both attest to this, so much so that kids would start waiting like outside my yard, which I don't think my parents were a fan of, you know? Bunch of middle school thugs outside, you know, breaking property damage. But she literally picked me up like right in front of my house for the rest of the year. All I had to do is give her $25. That's phenomenal. Instead of walking like 5 minutes, do you know how amazing that is? And that goes to the thing. It's all about the small things in life, like just smiling at someone, really doing whatever. Which one of you did I take to the register? Or the notary person.
You took us both there.
I took you both to the notary. So
days, right?
Yeah. So anyway, there was a like she had someone there. I brought her a vanilla. No, I bought her a medium roast coffee with French vanilla creamer. See, I remember. And then she got my stuff done so quickly. Like just by doing tiny things in life, it can make your life so much easier. Some people scoff. Okay, let me give you an example. So Bob the janitor. Not everyone talks to him, right? But I talk to him all the time, and what do you know, I'm like, Bob, can I use your deep cleaning vacuum? And he's like, sure, use it whenever you want, and then he gives me, like, the key. It's all about the little things. You guys have any examples of that, like, where a tiny thing can actually help you a lot? No, well, you guys must
not
be...
Not at the moment.
Yeah, you guys must be bad people.
I have talked to my boy Donald, the bike cop. Yeah. I have not, had to use him yet.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think it's might be usable in the future.
Yeah. So advice to freshmen next year. There's a bunch of freshmen on campus this weekend, and they're gonna be freshmen next year, right? And they asked some questions in the email inbox. So first question was advice for dorms. Like, how should they set it up? Like, what would you advise?
Okay. Honestly, don't pick your online roommate. This is my guess. This is a little controversial. Not everyone agrees with me. Don't go in the Facebook group and just pick off a little blurb, I'm going to roommate this person. Oftentimes, those are the roommates that don't work out.
Yeah.
I'll be completely honest. Everyone that just does a random roommate works very well that I know.
Yeah, and also, What do you mean? I think if you do a random roommate, there's no excuse for, like, if you end up not liking your roommate, you could have been like, oh, I should have went random, I should have roomed with this other person. If you go random, there's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, and also not all the people that are going even post in the Facebook group. You know, Kyle over here didn't post. I didn't post. Henry, did you post?
I didn't. I'm not that vain, surprisingly.
So, and we're all great guys, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I think Max posted. So actually, I was set up with this great girl, Taylor Zukowski. She sent me out with one of her friends, Max Perino. And then it worked out well because now we both have singles. And I get to have a hammock where his bed used to be. I had to take it down, that's true. So you'd say, like, for the roommate, just go random, really?
I think the random.
I don't think you want to go. You definitely don't want to go with someone that you already know from home.
Yeah.
Because then you might.
They know too much
about
you.
Yeah, you're not as forced to hang out with new people.
Yeah.
That you could be better friends with, anyways.
I agree.
That's good advice. Okay, next thing. Partying and studying. How do you balance it in college?
So you get all your studying done before, or if you like have a test the next day, do not go out. Unless it's
You see these kids going out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No Sunday. No, you need a day of rest. Yeah, you need a day of rest.
No one goes outside.
And then, like, what are you doing? By the time you're a senior, you're going to have so many bags under your eyes. You look like you're Paris Hilton going on a shopping spree.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh my gosh. What is going on with these people? So I say as long, you got to keep it under control. Weekdays are off limits. Most of the time.
Almost always, yeah.
Yeah. And then also, when you're picking your classes, you're going to be excited. Like, oh, I can take feminist poetry from the 14th century. Like, yes. But you really want to kind of plan your classes around what you think your major is going to be. So if you have no idea what your major is, I would take, like, 3 101s. Like, you don't think so, Kyle?
No, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, some people just box themselves in. Let me give you an example. This girl, Sarah Johnson. She was a Gov Law major the first semester, so she took 3 Gov Law classes, and now she's a mechanical engineer. What's she going to do with that? Nothing.
Yeah,
you feel
it's
like
just,
one
yeah.
Then
yeah. Total joke. And then the final question that was brought up to me this weekend was, how do you go about staying fit when, like, you're eating greasy cafeteria food all the time? Connor, I think you can get this one.
You just gotta get a good gym schedule going on, or doing something where you're staying active at least once or every other day. You know, for me, I like to go to the gym, so I'll be there, you know, a couple days a week. Or it's as simple as, let's throw the frisbee around on the quad, you know? Get a little active, get your blood flowing. If you're just going, getting greasy cafeteria food, going back to your room and having a little Netflix party by yourself, it's going to be tough to shave those pounds off. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, personally, I think it's a lost cause. It's inevitable that you're going to get the freshman 50.
Yeah.
So
Kyle put on 65 pounds first
65
semester?
65 and counting.
Well, I actually lost weight, and I feel like a lot of people lose weight. I don't know anyone that's gained weight.
I put on 10 pounds.
Because you've been working out every day.
I think I'm the same weight, actually.
How much do you weigh? You're a twig, like 160.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I weigh 175.
Okay, I'm 172. But yeah.
I don't know, like 190.
You fatty. Oh my gosh, get out of here. Okay, we're going to do next year, you know, we have a lot of big plans going. As I said, this is kind of the chill show. But we're going to talk about our big plans. We're going to talk about some crazy stories. And we're going to talk about Kyle. So with that being said, we're going to go to a nice, juicy break. And then we have a lot to get on. So hopefully stay on.
Quick PSA, Sash.
Still alone. Hey, I would throw it all away. I just keep on wishing that. the money, make you stay. You ain't never cared about it anyway. I just keep on wishing that the money made you stay. Hey, you know I would throw it all away. I just keep on wishing that the money made you stay. Price went up, my price went up, we went our separate ways. I just keep on wishing that the money made you stay.
Everything. this. I swear to you I'll be okay. You're only the love of my life.
Kyle, wake up!
Kyle, wake up!
My mic's not on.
Welcome back to WJH 1449 FM Lafayette College of Easton, Pennsylvania. Seattle Influence. Let's get some juicy PSAs out here. Wear jackets in the cold weather.
Yeah, wear jackets in the cold weather. Windbreakers in the wind.
Also, like, don't give people your clothes in general.
Yeah.
Or else, like, cause, okay,
you'll never get
don't,
back.
Don't leave your shoes in anyone's room, or else they're going to be used for a mosh pit at a concert.
Okay, so first of all, you left the shoes in my room. My room, my shoes. If anyone leaves anything in my room, it's my property automatically.
Other PSA, my room, my ox.
Yeah.
I don't know what else.
Don't stick your fork in a toaster. Don't stick your toaster in a fork.
Don't wear shoes, sneakers without socks. Athlete's foot season.
Don't wear flannels that are aligned with fleece.
Don't use the bottle opener on the bottom of your sandals. Who knows what you're stepping on?
That's gross.
It is gross.
Wait, do you think, have you ever actually seen anyone open up a bottle with this?
I think
once.
Yeah, I used them once. Like, it was pretty gross, though. It was for a root beer.
For a Jarritos, I bet.
An A&W root beer.
Jarritos.
I love Jarritos. You know, the first time I have Jarritos, I was in Summit. I was on the job, and we were supposed to go fix something, but one of the workers was like, Henry, I want some new glasses. So he gets it. I'm sitting in the glasses store for like 2 hours when we're supposed to be working, and then he's like, okay, let's go to this taco place. And he's like, you gotta get this soda. It's called Jarritos. And I'm like, oh, that sounds sick. So I had the pineapple flavored Jarritos.
Well, that's a good one.
And it was 66 grams of sugar, and I didn't regret it at all. And then we had to go break down like 6 walls. I came home like dead. That's how sweaty I was. It was insane. But I mean, is what it is. Speaking of not dead or not being dead, we have some news about North Korea.
Connor.
Yeah, we do.
Talking about the stepping across the border.
Yeah, so Kim Jong-un took his first step ever into South Korean territory, right? So he actually made the symbolic... There she is. The symbolic gesture of walking across the DMZ, stepping 2 feet onto South Korean border, grabbing the hand of the South Korean Prime Minister, shaking it, and then walking to the center together.
And also, he confirmed, Kim Jong-un said verbally that he was willing to denuclearize North Korea. But he said it would take a long time. So I was reading something in the New York Times this morning, and it was saying that as long as the U.S. formally ends the Korean War, promises not to invade, and gives them a ton of money to help out the economy, then they'll be good. So a lot of people are excited, but you know, I'm not really sure about this. If this works out, Trump's getting the Peace Prize, strangely enough, I guarantee you. But something that's interesting about it is that in 2008, North Korea invited a bunch of Western reporters to watch them like destroy a nuclear testing plant, and then they ended up just rebuilding it afterwards. So we'll see what happens with that. And by the way, in case you guys don't have this on your Spotify playlist, this is the North Korean national anthem. You know, I almost went to North Korea, actually, which is kind of weird thinking about. There's a 15-day trip between North and South Korea, and I think the main reason I didn't go is because it's like $10,000, But I was close. That Vice documentary had me feeling good about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what's some place that like people don't usually go that you'd want to go to? Right, I mean, obviously right now I would have gone to North Korea, but 10 years ago I would have.
Maybe I would not want to interact with them, but the island, I don't even know where it is, but it's like one of the only uncharted islands with humans on it, because they're all, when everyone tries to go onto this island,
if they attack them. Yeah.
And, or I think they're cannibals or something. So that'd be very interesting to see that society. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I would ever have the chance to actually see it with my own eyes.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, and they don't, just people of the developed world do not want to go there because they don't want to expose them to any diseases because they haven't been exposed to anything.
But you know what? What I heard was,
I think it's somewhere near Sri Lanka.
Yeah, Mono Mikey's not allowed within 100 miles of that island.
Yeah, no, he's not. What's interesting is those islands that humanity has yet to like touch actually develop brand new species and things like that. So species of plants and things like that. I know there's another island similar that's growing like two different species of plants like on average every year. So like it's like just like things exponentially like growing there that wouldn't grow anywhere else in the world. So and then some kids actually sailed up to it and planted their own seeds, and then like the UN or something like had to like put it on like quarantine and like dig the seeds up and like punish the kids or something.
Yeah. Wow, seeds? That's crazy. So speaking of seeds, in elementary school, I planted a bunch of seeds. I actually have this like scarring memory, and I was at Home Depot, and then my dad said I could get a watermelon plant, okay, because I wanted to grow fresh watermelon. So I got the seeds. I bought them. They were $6, which is a lot for watermelon seeds. And then I get them in the cart. I buy them. And then when I get home, I'm like crying because I realized I left the watermelon seeds in the cart. And to this day, I've never had watermelon. But speaking of that, who was your best friend in elementary school?
Oh.
Best friend in elementary school.
My best friend in elementary school was Evan Border. Actually, it was a crossover between Evan Border and Seth Rush. Evan Border was my best friend up until, I think, second grade. Then his family moved to Switzerland, and then Japan, and then Hong Kong. You pretty typical. And then my other best friend elementary school from second grade, and then onwards, he's still one of my best friends today, the Seth Rush. Quiet kid, great kid.
He's a killer.
He's a killer.
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 Not bad.
And first, well, actually, Seth lived only like five houses down the street from me, but I didn't know him. And I didn't even know his name until I was invited to his birthday party.
Ooh.
Even though I never hung out with him before.
Where, was that Chuck E. Cheese? Where was that?
No, it was at this rock climbing place.
That's not bad.
It was pretty fun. I remember it. And then also, I thought of him as the little kid. He's always really short. He's probably like 5'8 now, but he was very small when we were younger. And he was always a little kid. He had a bigger bicycle than me, even though I was like a foot taller than him.
I'm sure that made you mad.
No, it didn't. I was just like, he's the little kid on the big bike.
Okay, this is hilarious. This is hilarious. So I think my probably my two best friends in elementary school, this kid Matt and this kid Peter. Classic. So I had
Peter Perino?
No, but he is one of my best friends now. So I had kindergarten with Miss Earl, and there's just two kids, Ryan and Hannah. And Hannah would always go around saying like how like she was Mormon and she was being discriminated against in kindergarten. And her mom was the lead actor of Phantom of the Opera.
That's pretty nice.
Which was and interesting. Yeah.
I saw them. Who was that?
Or the play, the Broadway play. Okay. Duh. Well, she's not Marissa Tomei.
She was the lead actor.
I'm just
actor.
Kidding. But anyway, so they were like dating, and if you've ever seen kindergarten couples, very strange.
It's a weird thing, yeah.
Yeah, so he would just walk around sometimes with like his pants down, And it just made me really uncomfortable. And then they would like kiss in the corner, like they get a peck, and everyone would freak out.
A little much.
But anyway, so this class was really rambunctious, and I was big into Yu-Gi-Oh back in the day, and it was basically me and this other kid, Max Ross, and we were competing to see like who could be
dueling.
This kid's like best friend. Matt's best friend.
With that being said, what are your thoughts on when people have boyfriends and girlfriends when they're in, like, first grade?
I mean,
putting that label.
Well, just let me finish this story first. So, what ended up happening is I flipped the tables, and then both of them tried being best friends with me. Nice. And that's how you do it. You gotta change your vantage point. So, first grade or second grade, I was actually in math class in second grade, and there's this girl, Karina, and this guy, Calvin, and they're walking by, and he has her arm around her, and the math teacher runs out. She's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Wow, that is scandalous. That is spicy. That is everything." So yeah. I think it's kind of weird.
When is the appropriate time, do you think? Would you say to have a girlfriend, a legitimate girlfriend?
If you have a girlfriend in fourth grade, you're probably a weirdo. There's just one kid, he'd cry every day about his girlfriend in the bathroom.
But when is the right time? So let's think. Is middle school too early? So say you have a daughter in the future. When do you want her to start dating? Middle school?
No kids.
Senior year? High school?
Grad school.
Grad school?
Grad school.
What about your son?
My son? First grade.
I think realistically.
What is the time? I say
8th grade's okay.
8th grade's kind of weird.
But 7th grade, 7th and 8th grade, you start having those dances, you know?
I think 9th grade, have a little, like, somewhat of a dating thing. But if you don't have a car, that's tough.
If you don't have two cars, it's even tougher.
You're going to have your mom drive you to...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I did. Trust me. Yeah. I mean, I did do that, but...
Yeah, I did.
It's tough.
that is fantastic. Yeah, I mean... I don't know.
Well, that way they can control it, I guess, right then? So maybe it is not a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think so, but there was this... Can you stop? Okay, so there was this girl, and she would always... It was one of my friend's little sisters, and she would always go to the movies. But she wouldn't actually go to the movies. In Westfield, there's this thing called the Rialta. She would go up on, like, the apartment fire escape and just make out with boys on it. Like, her and her 8th grade boyfriend. Like, that's pretty gross. So I think you got to monitor the kids to an extent. I wouldn't say track them. I'd say that's way too far. But I would say maybe just kind of like watch out for them. Watch out for their best interests. And then if she's going to have a boyfriend, it's a great opportunity to expand your friend group. You can meet the parents. With that being said, would you let your daughter date someone that's from like a really like garbage family, right? Like they're all jerks.
What's the kid? It's not the family.
Exactly. But I feel like everyone says that until it turns into like the marriage stuff, because then you have to deal with them all the time.
You don't really have to deal with them, do you?
Are you serious? Yeah. Think about how many people like hate their mother-in-law, stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's not like you're.
I mean, in India, for example, it's like the whole family does like a speed dating thing where they make sure they get along, and then they go through with the arranged marriage. Which is actually kind of an interesting approach. I don't know that I'd be okay with that, but it is what it is. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm not one to be for the arranged marriage. I think everyone has their own right to choose and to not choose.
There you go.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, hand three.
Yeah, well, you know. It's kind of a...
It's a lazy Sunday.
It is a lazy Sunday.
I think
Sunday.
With that being said, we get back to more Post Malone.
Yeah, right after this. Has anyone ever saved your life?
Huh.
No.
Have you ever seen anyone get their life saved?
Yeah, my grandfather, when he was working in the city, there was like a train, right? And the guy wasn't even paying attention, or like a trolley, or I don't even know, right? Oh no, it was a train station, right? And you get off the train station and you walk, you have to walk across these tracks to get to your next, to where your cars are, right? And this guy's not even paying attention. There's a train walking right through. Like, he's walking right through and a train's about to hit him. He grabs him and pulls the guy right as the train's about to smash into him. And the guy's like, "Holy cow, that is crazy. You just saved my life, thank you." That kind of stuff. Like, you never know. I mean, maybe someone tried to save, someone saved my life. Maybe someone, by them missing their bus in the morning or tying their shoes and taking that extra 20 seconds,
yeah,
then maybe I didn't get hit by a car because of them.
That is awesome. I used to miss the bus all the time in middle school, but luckily one of my neighbors has an Audi R8. So he saw me standing there. He's like, Henry, you missed the bus. Get in. And then he starts running down the street, gunning it in the Audi R8. And then he for like 5 minutes, he's just flicking the bus. I mean, it should have just taken me to school at this point. Flicking the bus, and it finally pulled over. And then I got on. I felt flashing. Like a boss. Yeah, flashing. With the lights. And those Audi R8 brights are, like, insane.
They're crisp.
You know what is crisp? This beautiful song that we're about to play. What do we think of this new Post Malone album, actually?
Crispy.
I think I haven't listened to it to its full extent. But at the moment, I do not think it's as excellent as his first album.
Really?
But it is very, it's very impressive in itself. But I don't think it could top the first album.
Well, it's a different vibe. And you also got to remember, like, there are so many different parts of that album. That album was years in the making. That was everything he'd ever written. This is just the second installment of that. And if he can write this in a year and a half and come out with this kind of fire, I feel like that says a lot. I just worry about Post Malone smoking cigarettes. His voice is going to suck. Although when we saw him live, it was pretty awesome. So that being said, we're going to play Big Lie. This is actually from Stoney. You can try to hear the subtle differences in between the musical styles. You're listening to
WJR 24.9 FM, Laffy College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's the Outer Influence. We'll be back. It's a tired one.
What's that on that beat?
Oh.
Run it up, run it up. Count it up, count it up. 95 in my car. Nicotine in my blood. Gon' run it, run it. Count it, count it. Gon' show me something, eh, eh. Gon' talk it next. Keep on barking, little. Is it trying to get lit, eh? Rose popping with the bomb and on me. And I keep on calling, and they know that I don't answer myself. No, I love you, mama. I got so much comments, girl. You know I'm only into myself. So you flexing as a big lie. When I pull up, get it, be alive. And you know that I'ma get mine. Yeah, yeah. Say you flexing, it's a big lie. When I pull up, get it, be alive. And you know that I'ma get mine. Yeah, yeah. Say you flexing, it's a big lie. Say you got this ego on God. Heard you say this 100 times. Yeah, yeah. See you flexing, that's a big lie. 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 Valley the fuck on that whip. The caddy the 76. My woman go box on the box. They don't want no part in this. I got my money jumping, I'm caught for balling, I fed. Didn't watch it came, you can see that shit don't replay. I just drop the top and I pull up to your padded. I just grab a button, I pop the top of your pour that water. So you flexing, that's a big lie. When I pull up, get it, be the lie. And you know that I'ma get mine. Yeah, yeah.
so cleaning them up. Just talking, show up at this spot and now everyone they are watching. No one to prove you wrong, but you leave me with no option. Yeah, yeah. Everybody asking post, when is the album dropping? Ever since the very first day, yeah, that I've been popping. No one to prove you wrong, but you leave me with no option. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, swinging in a photo, now they taking photos. Bottles, we need mortals. Ooh, since you've been there, we sure. She always been front row. Oh yeah, everything that I worked for. Waited so long to get on. The caddy just sits on that chrome. I swing through on dubs on four. Baby, wanna get in this S class. Little mama, she just wanna go fast. You know, baby, you don't get a free pass. So I told her, ask gas on grass. Rolex with the diamonds, keep me shining. Gotta have perfect time. I show up at this spot and now everyone they are watching. No one to prove you wrong, but you leave me with no option. Yeah, yeah. Now she hopping in the old school, swimming in the carpool. Everything is all cool. Ooh, and she told me not to tell, but the rumors that I heard, she said everything was all true. Yeah, baby, wanna get in this fast class. Little mama, she just wanna go fast. You know, baby, you don't get a free pass. So I told her, ask gas on grass. Rolex with the diamonds, keep me shining. Gotta have perfect timing when I'm riding. Brand new, what's in money with no mileage. Ooh, 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 yeah.
Just me and my mama, yeah. Running around the land. Just me and my mama, yeah. We own the city, yeah.
She just wanna go fast. You know, baby, you don't get a free pass. So I told her, ask gas on grass. Rolex with the diamonds, keep me shining. Gotta have perfect timing when I'm riding. Brand new, what's your money with no mileage. Ooh, ooh, so come hop in that. Ooh, what do you wanna do? Put that dime in my coupe. With that gold on my tooth. Yeah.